Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is 1 John chapter 2, verses 1 through 8, and the Reverend Doug Gribenaugh is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from the first epistle of St. John in chapter 2. My little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And by this we know that we have come to know him, if we keep his commandments. Whoever says, I know him, but does not keep his commandments, is a liar. And the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, in him truly the love of God is perfected. By this we may know that we are in him. Whoever says he abides in him ought to walk in the same way in which he walked. Beloved, I am writing you no new commandment, but an old commandment that you had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word that you have heard. At the same time, it is a new commandment that I am writing to you, which is true in him and in you, because the darkness is passing away, and the true light is already shining. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah! Christ is risen. What good news. What gospel. That we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Because, as we hear from John, my little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin. All right, we're done, right? Just don't sin. You're good. It's not that easy, is it? If any of you, or maybe some of you kids, are getting ready to get your driver's license, I caution you. That's the quickest way to sin in thought and maybe even in word as you're driving on the roads. Happened to me this morning. And thanks be to God, I have an advocate with the Father, Jesus the righteous. No, sin is around us, constantly oppressing us, attacking us. Sin is within us, constantly rising up his ugly head. That old Adam who hates God, who hates everybody else, who hates everything except this guy. No, sin is the sting of death. Its power is the law that condemns us, that says that we deserve nothing but hell, death, and damnation. And so there we were. But we have an advocate with the Father. For if anyone does sin, we may call upon him, Jesus Christ, the righteous. So when he says in his epistle here that this is no new commandment, he's very right. But it's not the commandment, do not sin. Because what he is giving us now, what he is proclaiming to us, is gospel. Not the law that says, thou shalt not, but rather the greater law. He has done it. He is the propitiation for our sin. A fancy word, but it means the one who makes someone to be well inclined towards you, to love you, to want to be around you, to appease He is the one that makes peace between God and man, and he does so through the violence of our sin. To take our sin, our vitriol, our enmity, our hatred upon himself. Suffering that, looking out then in love to say, Father, forgive them. Breathing his last, he died. On the third day, the love of God perfected, rising for our justification. If anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours alone, but for the sins of the whole world. It is no new commandment. In fact, our Lord makes it clear. The lawyers had asked Jesus to test him. Teacher, what is the greatest commandment in the law? What is that we have heard from the beginning? The Lord says, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets. My little children, do not sin. But you might as well ask a leopard to change his spots. For we do sin, often, continually, repeatedly. For I know that nothing good dwells within me. And I know the same is true of you as well. Nothing in my flesh, for I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I keep on doing. Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? My little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. He is the propitiation for our sins. And throughout Lent, we sung this. We have an advocate with the Father. Jesus is the propitiation for our sins. Good words. Gospel words. Brothers and sisters, this is yours. Not because you've done anything for it, because we are leopards who cannot change our spots. Conceived in sin, infected with that original sin, we are sinners in bondage to that rebellion, that enmity that captured the whole of creation by the trespass of our first father. Yet therefore, as one trespass led to condemnation for all men, so one act of righteousness leads to justification and life for all men. We have an advocate with the Father. Jesus is the propitiation for our sins. But we cannot, by our own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ our Lord or come to him. We cannot, by our own strength, love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind. Instead, the Holy Spirit has called you. Called you by the gospel, enlightened you with his gifts, sanctified you, and keeps you now in the true faith. That gift is yours in the waters of holy baptism, where you were filled with the Holy Spirit, adopted into the family of God, made his children, with whom he is
well pleased. And so the old commandment truly is made new. Our Lord said, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." Not your work, but the working of the Holy Spirit in you, the one who has enlivened you, enlivened the new man, that you may walk in the same way that Jesus walked. For God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. As John says, whoever keeps his word, in him truly the love of God is perfected. The love of God is Christ. You in him, and he in you. But this side of glory, if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He is the propitiation for our sins, and not only that, but for the whole sins, the whole of creation, from beginning to end. For there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. We have an advocate with the Father. Jesus Christ is the propitiation for our sins. And we say, Alleluia. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.